This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, and we continue today with our series of lessons, Great Lessons from Great Failures. And today we consider the rich man of Luke 16. This passage teaches us, among other things, that each of us is going to die unless the Lord Jesus Christ comes again while we're still living. What then? The Bible teaches that if a man die, will he live again? By asking this question, it implies surely that we will. This account is not a philosopher's speculation, it is God's truth. And so I tell it to you with no doubts. There are 3 great scenes in this drama. First of all, let's look at a typical day in the lives of 2 men. There is a certain rich man who is clothed in purple and fine linen. He fared sumptuously every day. No doubt he lived in a lovely palace, with rugs, tapestry, finest of furniture, and so forth, though we're not told that in detail. Likely he had servants everywhere to answer every whim, to answer his every beck and call. And often, no doubt, a great banquet was served. And then there is also, out at the gate of this rich young ruler, a rich man, a poor man, a beggar, a bundle of rags, lying at the gate, full of sores. The dogs come and lick those sores. He desires the crumbs from the rich man. Apparently his only companions are the dogs of the streets. No doubt regarded with disdain by the rich man's friends as they come and go into his home. Let's note carefully that Christ does not condemn the rich man because he's rich, and he does not commend or approve the poor man because he is poor. But note these differences. One is sick, the other is well, apparently. One is rich, the other is poor. One has friends, the other is friendless. One has power, the other has need. But the one with power ignores the one in need. Now let's consider the second great scene, that is, the death of these 2 men. The rich man, no doubt a great funeral. Can't you just imagine how all the dignitaries of the city came out to the funeral to explain what a great and wonderful man he was? Many in attendance. The Bible tells us he was buried. And then he died in spite of his riches, he died in spite of his palace, he died in spite of his food, he died in spite of his fine clothing. One day, ill-mannered death walked in with his boots muddy with the clay of new-made graves, and pushed this self-centered man out into his tomb. On the other hand, the poor man, probably no funeral at all, probably no friends, perhaps even hauled off with the garbage. Now on the other side of death, let's look at the final scene. Here are some facts which Christ tells us, that those who die physically continue in consciousness after this life is over. The soul of man is eternal. Jesus made clear in Matthew chapter 10, verse 28, that we're not to be afraid of him that can kill the body but cannot kill the soul. You see, if a man puts a rifle to your head and kills you, he has killed your body, he has not killed your soul. Your soul continues to live even after your physical body is dead. Further, we learn the lesson that the dead are conscious of themselves. Lazarus is still Lazarus, the rich man is still the same man, you will still be you and I will still be me. We note that at death we lose money, houses, and everything else, but we do not lose ourselves. We will remember persons on earth. You'll remember your family, your loved ones, your friends. You'll remember your enemies, perhaps. We'll remember events on earth. Not all men are going to the same destiny. Somebody often says on television, radio, and other places, no matter who dies, what kind of life he's lived, well, now he's gone to heaven to be with God. But the Bible doesn't even hint at such a thing. These 2 men die, one has paid attention to God and the other has not. And they both lift up their eyes in consciousness. But there is a great gulf between them, and that gulf is fixed. The rich man lifted up his eyes in torment, but Lazarus lifted up his eyes in a place of pleasure, described in this passage as Abraham's bosom. At death, Lazarus was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom, but the rich man was simply buried. There's no indication of the angels being concerned about him. The rich man was lost because he didn't face up to his responsibility. Men must be convinced by the word, not by ghosts. Note that Abraham says to the rich man, "They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them," while he pleaded for somebody to rise from the dead and go and warn his family on earth. Now, God has no way of getting a man into heaven if he has hell in his heart and therefore refuses to bow his will to God's will by learning, believing, and obeying the Word.